Sounds can tell us something. They can tell us something about the condition of an apparatus or process. They let us hear what we cannot see. Or they point out something, not always discreetly. The use of sounds allows us to still perceive something despite a whole lot of information. In an operating room, for example, concentration is required. All attention is focused on the surgeon's hands and, of course, on the patient. Some devices, however, communicate with the ears and immediately prevail if something goes wrong. If sounds are used to fulfill a specific purpose, they are called functional sounds. We can find them in many places, especially in those where it is actually quiet. Those functional sounds are man-made in order to inform or help us. Each ringing of the telephone indicates that someone is calling. The previously played beeping sounds of the parking distance control give us orientation. The sounds while unlocking or locking a car reassure us whether the vehicle is open or locked. Sounds can also connect us to things and occurrences in an emotional way. In doing so, they often stimulate our memory. That's why many companies have audio logos. Audioversum has an audio logo as well. This is how it sounds.
Audioversum.
Some sounds are so important that we check their functionality on a regular basis. Sounds can adopt many functions. The origin, as so often, is to be found in ourselves. Once sounds are used worldwide, their design is quite a challenge. Cultural differences and habits must be taken into account. For this reason, cross-cultural interpretations of sound characteristics are often used. Low pitches, for example, almost always stand for heavy. High pitches, for light. Wood embodies nature and represents something different from the sound of metal. In some places, quality is defined through details in the sound, in others, through sound density. Sometimes sounds overcome distances or visual barriers. A chef has mentioned that he can tell how long the French fries have to remain in the fryer from the sound they make. That's why he doesn't play music in his kitchen. Although we are hardly aware of it, we are very much used to the interaction with and the confirmation by sounds. This is also the reason why we bring sounds into worlds that are actually soundless by nature. The digital environment, for instance. Our keys on the touchscreen sound like typewriters. The mirrorless cameras make sounds as if something is mechanically moving with every photo taken. The sounds assure us that our interaction was successful, or at least had an effect. All in all, a rather paradoxical situation is created. Our modern world is very sensitive to noise. The quieter the environment, the better. And yet, we give sounds back to the devices. We give electric cars the sounds of engines, trains, special sounds signalizing their departure, and to millions of silent digital apps, we give millions of different sounds. We reintroduce the sounds because they inform us, give us structure, help us to differentiate, and guide us. They also help us to better understand an abstract digital setting and bring it closer to us. Here in the foyer of the Audioversum, you can see a coffee machine. we have taken the liberty of equipping it with a potpourri of different functional sounds. Feel free to try.
Audioversum.